We're back live on the Captain's Log, Amy Hunter, and this is exciting because we're just a few days away from your live show.
I'm so excited for live show.
Couples therapy?
Yes.
We're going to do some couples therapy? Tell me.
So the last couple shows we did were really geared towards like mom's night out, and my buddies who actually have penises were like, we're not being represented. So I felt like maybe you got trapped. I'm like,
I felt like I was freaking trapped. Jeez.
I went on a vacation with all my friends on the internet last summer, and we stayed in an Airbnb on this lake in Michigan. It was gorgeous. But there was like a bathroom downstairs with a pocket door, and everyone kept getting trapped in the bathroom. We kept texting each other like, help, trapped in the bathroom. And it's like, it's embarrassing enough that it's a bathroom, but usually if you went down to the basement to go to the bathroom, like you were probably going number two. So
you're getting out of the way.
How emasculating. You're like, get me out of here.
That's pretty bad too. Like even in, like when you have.
It was so bad. I was like, I can't believe y'all are still my friends after this weekend. We got stuck in a bathroom. I mean, like, and then you're like questioning your IQ. You're like, how hard is it to get out of a room?
Running the shower, turning the radio on. Oh, we'll just listen to the radio on my phone.
You had to lift the door up and like, it was not my best moment. Like, and we're all sharing the text messages from each other. Like, help, it's me. I'm downstairs.
So how often do you text when you're in the bathroom? When you're using the bathroom.
You mean actually have conversations with people?
Do you text a lot?
I scroll. Oh. I will scroll like nobody's business, and I'll like comment on things online. Yeah. But I guess I do text sometimes. I don't know. It depends. Not often am I texting. In general, I'm not texting a lot.
The other day I was texting somebody, and then they called me and they're like, you sound like you're in the bathroom. I'm like, well, that's good, because I am. That's the reason why I was texting you.
Yeah.
Why are you calling me?
Well, I have a degree of friendships. Like, if you're a really, really good friend, I will answer the phone in the bathroom.
Okay, okay.
If you're a very good friend, if I have to pee, I will not get off the phone, and I will pee with you on the phone. But if you're, like, an acquaintance, I won't answer when you call.
It's not happening.
I'm in the potty, no.
Yeah.
But also, being a mom, you don't get alone time.
Because then you have to hit the mute when you flush. Right? And they're like, hey, are you there? Yeah, I'm here.
Fine.
I just freaking ran in the other room after I flushed.
I couldn't share with you what was going on. You couldn't know at all. Yeah. No, that's,
moms do that. Dads do it.
Dude. But, you know, I still have young kids, so I haven't been alone in the bathroom since, like, 2005.
Right.
You know? And they're at the point now where if you actually close and lock the door, they'll just start shoving things up. Like, Mom, open this.
I'm like, oh, they want you to do that right away?
I'm like, you know you have a dad.
Yeah.
He's here somewhere.
Exactly.
He has hands.
Yeah.
My husband's doing this new thing, and I think that happens when you get a little bit older, is that he could fall asleep anywhere.
Oh, really?
Like, he's a narcoleptic.
I'm the worst. I'm the opposite. Like, I can't.
I can't fall asleep.
Ever.
I have to take, like, an Ambien, like, two Benadryl, some over-the-counter thing, and I'm still sitting there going, oh, remember that time in third grade where you called your teacher mom? Like, I can't even fall asleep ever. So
I was totally, last night, I didn't want to take a Benadryl, but I was having, like, an allergy attack.
Yeah, so it was totally productive.
I'm not supposed to eat soy. And, like, an idiot, I ate, like, a chicken teriyaki chicken rice bowl or something, and it's, like, all soy.
Right.
The whole thing, right?
What's the thing with soy? Are you allergic to it?
Yeah, I'm allergic to soy. And so teriyaki sauce is, like, made with soy sauce, right? It's, like, all soy.
Yeah.
So, like, an idiot, I ate it. All night I was suffering, sneezing, and I'm like, I'm not gonna take a Benadryl, because there's no way I can wake up and go to the gym in the morning after I take a Benadryl. Like, kills
me. Oh, it really kicks your ass.
Yeah, it
not
kills
me.
If I get five hours
with an Ambien and a Benadryl.
And a Benadryl.
And an over-the-counter
Like, hardcore.
And I have to have headphones on with an Ambien.
Yeah, but you're drinking coffee right now.
Yeah, I've started at 6. If I get 6 hours of sleep, it's go time.
You're ready to go.
Dude, I would make the world's worst hostage.
Ever.
Dude.
They would be giving you back?
Sleep deprived. I'm like, I will tell you all the secrets. I will tell you everything. Let me spell.
But then you just start right away?
After 24 hours of no sleep?
You're like,
I'm like, state secrets. Yeah.
It comes up.
The shittiest CIA operative ever. Like, every time I watch Homeland and they make the Claire Danes character look like the hottest mess ever, I'm like, nope, I'd be worse.
My daughter would be the best.
Yeah?
Oh,
she has a poker face and stuff.
Like, when she was 3,
she had that.
You couldn't get it out of her. Ooh. You can't get will. You, if you're gonna rob a bank, you take her.
Really?
Yeah, she's like key vault. Nothing's coming out.
I don't know
out.
How I'd feel as a dad.
Yeah,
with
it's
that.
Tough. It's tough.
Because
one
like,
time she drank cough syrup when she was little, and she reeked of cough syrup. You know the
yeah,
smell,
she's
right?
She's wearing lipstick around her face. You
and she's like, nope.
Don't know.
Didn't do it. Nope. I'm like, Brianna, you know that I can smell the cough syrup. Yeah. Nope. Nope, never
she's taking it to the grave.
Yeah, she still says she didn't do it.
You know, I admire her commitment, though. You know,
oh, my God.
If you're going to do it, take it to the next level. You have to stick with the lie. You have to. It's like, even met, like, my friend, someone I knew, someone was cheating. He still, this day, is like, never happened. Never happened. She's like, you had her panties in
yeah,
her car.
Of course.
No. You got to commit to the lie.
Yeah, you just got to keep
yeah,
going with
good.
It.
I'm not good. I'm not good at that
but
kind
you,
of stuff.
But you give it up right away.
Well, because I find that the more lies you tell, the better of a member you have to have. And
yeah.
I suck with that.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah,
I can't
right.
remember your name 20 minutes after I met you. I'm like, who?
I think the good liars, and I know a few really good ones,
really?
They just believe it.
Yes. Oh, yeah, because
they believe
sociopaths.
What they're saying.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not how this happened. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah. It takes
but
a
in their
special,
mind, they clearly
program.
Like, no, this is exactly what happened. I'm like, okay.
I was there,
and that's nowhere near the way it works.
And it's hard to argue with someone like
it's
that.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
You can't.
See, it was recently pointed out to me that I am argumentative. I did not know I was argumentative.
Oh.
I thought that I was just strong and, you know, a little, maybe high strung.
Yeah.
But took an Uber the other night, downtown Naples, yeah. go out to eat. And we get in the car. Of course, I had to sit shotgun because my friends hate other people. And I don't hate people. So I get this Uber driver, who's a chick, and I was all into that because we never get chick Uber drivers.
Sure, sure.
She has on like a 90s, 80s station. I'm like, oh yes, love this song. It's Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
all dressed to go out, you know.
By the way, he was my neighbor for a while.
Nice.
Yeah,
is
yeah,
he
yeah.
a nice guy? Or
he never talked to me once,
sweet.
But he did wash his Mustang 5.0 convertible with his shirt off. In the driveway.
And that did something for you.
No, but I just was like, that's, it was before Instagram. I should have taken a picture.
You should have. Robert yeah. Van Winkle, whatever. So
right?
This lady, Ice Ice Baby's on, and she goes, yeah, I know, I like this song too. She goes, it's a shame that Billy Joel sued him for the rights
yeah.
to that bass line. I'm like, no, Billy Joel didn't sue him.
Right, I just
it wasn't
confused.
Billy Joel, it was Queen, and it was Bowie, and she, no, 100% it was Billy Joel.
Wait,
like,
the Uber girl?
Uber girl.
Oh, geez.
She decides to take on the Long Islander who is raised, like, Billy Joel, we know Billy Joel songs more than we know, like,
yeah.
the national fucking anthem.
Right,
you know what I'm
right.
saying? You don't question a Long
yeah.
Island girl with Billy Joel. I can
sure.
sing The Stranger the entire album front to back to you right now. Glass Houses,
right.
hi. So I'm like, no. And I start Googling, and my friends hate confrontation. They're in the back
right.
seat, like,
they're like, oh, cringing. Amy. Were they like, Amy's doing it again?
No. When we got out of the car, of course, I was freaking right and
yeah.
proved it. She was like, oh, I can't believe you were right. I'm like, don't take on the master, homie.
Right.
Don't. And they're like, get out of the car. And the one friend goes, you are kind of argumentative. I said, but she was wrong.
It wasn't an argument. You just had the facts right.
That's the thing. And I was. Opinion versus facts, they're two separate things.
Sure.
The sky is blue. My eyes are green. Billy Joel did not sue.
Correct.
The
Vanilla
Ice.
Yeah.
Dude, don't test me on a fact.
Right.
I'll cut you. Obviously. Poor Uber lady. She gave me one star. Like, she
yeah,
rated
she,
me.
I believe it.
Thanks a lot.
I believe
Uber
it.
Gal.
And then, what kind of car was she driving?
It was like a Honda. No big. I mean, I haven't really gotten an Uber situation where the car is really great. Have you?
No, but I do see that funny prank all the time, and
which
I keep
one?
Watching it. You haven't seen the guy that picks everyone up in, like, the Lambo? You haven't seen it?
I have not seen
oh,
that.
It's great. He's like, yeah, Uber. And they're like, what? This is my Uber? And he's like, yeah, Uber. Come on. I got you. And then when they're driving, he's like, he says something to him like, do you want me to go like really fast or really slow or something like that? And everyone's like, go really fast. And he like pins them to the seat and they're like, oh my God.
Wait, but Uber tells you what kind of car is coming for
I
you.
I don't know. Maybe it says it. Like,
so
on
you have
them.
To be the most gullible human being just to get into anyone's car.
But,
I mean,
but he really is Ubering.
Oh, okay. That's different.
Yeah, he's really
okay.
picking
so
them
it's
up.
Not it's a prank.
No,
he
it's
just
their real Uber.
Okay.
But, like, he does it, you know, it's like a pranky kind of funny thing. He doesn't do it all the time. Obviously, he was...
Why would you do that to your Lambo?
Yeah, the guy that was the Uber driver was like,
that's
all right,
so funny.
He's getting a freaking
that's good.
Lambo.
I need to... I really need to
yeah,
look that up.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Is it in town? Because I need
no.
to get up on that.
No, it's definitely not right
like,
yet.
I'll Uber everywhere just to maybe
yeah.
get the Lambo.
Yeah,
like,
no. No, it's not. But you could go to Full Throttle Exotics. My buddy Joe will hook you up. You can get... Oh, Lambo anytime.
Yes. Yeah. On my budget, I am totally set for a Lambo. It's a very practical car for children in car seats.
Hey, Kelsey, what's going on? Kelsey's my box office manager. You? She's saying hello to us. What's going on?
And Marie.
Yes, yes.
Hey, girl. Hey.
So we're just, we're in Naples, Florida. We're getting ready for Wednesday night show.
So
what time's the show? 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock. And I
Who's
have
on the show?
Four other amazing comics coming
I should
in.
Know this. Why am I asking
you? Yeah,
you
really should know this. Yeah, I have Shannon Kelly from, I think, Tampa.
Okay.
And Aneria is coming in from Tampa, near Attorney. And who else?
Is Marionette on this one?
Nope, Marionette decided not to do this one because she has a show up in Fort Myers going on.
Okay, good.
Who else was it? Oh my God, I'm forgetting. Nancy Francis.
Oh yeah, Nancy's very
funny. Great, and I had to like get her out of hiding to come back and do the show.
Yes.
She actually just auditioned for America's Got Talent,
so
we're waiting to hear.
Good for her.
She'll know by Wednesday.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's
so, and I'm forgetting someone really good, and I'm totally pissed.
There is one more comic.
She really made me laugh.
Gosh, and you host it.
I am hosting.
That's great.
I'm doing the top end. It's a great show. You know, it's just a really good vibe. It's loose. It ends up being kind of like a high school reunion of sorts.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, Amy, this is your life. Like, everybody comes out of the woodwork. And I love that. The only funny thing for me is every time I do a show, my hometown crowd, most comics take their set and they work on it for years. They take the same set. They work on it for years. And I can't do the same set for hometown crowd.
Yeah.
So it's always a whole new thing.
But great.
Some people don't come thinking I'm doing the same set. And that's not true. It's
no, because then this is about the couples, right?
Right. This is about marriage, relationships.
Yeah.
It's about lots of stuff. Parenting, just family, being a gal.
Right.
This, you know, we could bitch about so much. A girlfriend of mine and I were just talking when I was on my way here about, like, how if a white girl had a signature drink, you know what it would be.
What would it be?
It would be a vodka soda water. Like,
yeah, because there's no cows.
Right,
no
like calories. They, like bartenders see me coming and they're already pouring. Like they know it's either that or a White Claw. Like that's our signature drink. Like there's nothing.
And now you can drink Captain Brian's because it's like sugar free.
I'm so excited about
sugar free, gluten free
vodka and rum.
Yeah, and I have a white rum coming as well.
Now, what's the difference in taste between a white and a dark rum? Is there?
Oh, yeah, well, the dark rum that we have is barrel aged, and we infuse it with vanilla beans and tobacco leaves. So that has like a little, bit darker, more rich flavor, especially smoky from the barrels, because the barrels are, bourbon barrels.
This is all in my wheelhouse.
And, yeah, right yeah. And then the white is just like really clean, nice. Organic white rum that comes out with a gin. I have a gin, but I couldn't do anything for like 6 weeks because of the government shutdown.
Oh.
It's been in the system just pending, and it just keeps saying still pending.
That was, messy 35 days.
Yeah.
You know? Everyone's fine with it until it messes up your air travel.
Right. And I heard today $6 billion lost.
Yeah,
in
lost.
The economy.
You know, that makes
That's
sense.
That's a lot.
That's exactly the wall money. Can
that's
we just
lot.
Flip it over there?
Right.
There we go.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, you know, it's a pissing contest. Gotta love it.
It is.
But the fact that it upset your apple cart, that makes me really mad.
It did, because I can't do anything, you know? We're just, every day, it just
waiting,
says pending.
But now it's over, and you've got 3 weeks to get your shit together.
But I heard that there's 6 months behind now. Which is weird. How can you be 6 weeks of work, and that puts you 6 months
that
behind? Bugged?
I don't know how that works, but someone's doing a slow thing at their job.
Right?
You're talking about with your booze.
Yeah, they're saying that approvals.
Oh, they're talking about federal government approvals.
Yeah.
Well, you know how the federal government works. It surprises
you. Because, the ATF, the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, has to give you the final signature sign-off.
Makes sense.
On the product booze, before they put it on the shelf.
I worked for the government at one point.
You did?
I worked for DCF.
What'd you do? Oh, DCF.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they are slow. Everything is very slow.
They are.
It's just, you know, you're watching the wheels just spin like a gerbil on them. It was
and
not a
good
job.
You can't like fire it up, like speed up. Like, how do you not speed things up?
Okay,
I
couldn't personally do it.
Why?
Because I had 60 to 75 kids on my caseload at any one given time.
Okay, that's
so,
a lot.
Right, and that's everyone in the system.
Yeah.
So, and I was in foster care, so I had to go and make sure they were okay.
Right.
Well, let's say driving time and visit time takes you an hour per kid, and you're working a full work week of 40 hours a week. You do the math.
Yeah.
Can't get to everyone.
So what happens? Like
they fall through the cracks.
They do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad though.
It was a very sad job. And I couldn't, I didn't have children yet. And my boss, like I would get in my office and cry.
So
my boss would come and knock on.
Are they like pushing though? Are they like really pushing?
I don't know how the system is now.
But how were they? Were they like, yeah, we got to do this today. You have like, or was it like
there are state mandated things. Like if a kid's in a certain status, you have to go see them at this time.
Yeah.
Because they are the most threatened, the most in, right. A situation that's terrible. So yeah, but there's so many fake calls, you know, like divorce proceedings and people are like, oh, I found a bruise on my kid's body. I'm like, come on, it's not a real thing. Like, you know, stop fighting and get your shit together.
Yeah, so then you'd have to go and
yeah, and make it through the whole system when it's not a huge real problem. Like, does a kid have welts on his face? Have you lit him on fire? Like, that was, you know, there were kids that were really messed up, man. Gosh. Yeah, really, it was a terrible, terrible
time. That's so sad.
All I ever wanted to do was work with students. I was like, how did I get here? Yeah, it was...
And so you studied what in college?
I was a secondary English education major, which means I am...
I have no idea what that means.
That means I can teach school in the high school or middle school level. Good. And I can do nothing else. And I also know the proper way to conjugate.
Wait, you can't do anything else
there.
Because no, I don't.
Well, we've discussed...
I'm very bad at that.
I'll get
where, there.
There,
what else is there? Yeah.
Terrible
at those. I'm terrible at those.
I think most people walking around are terrible at those.
I think so too, but everyone wants to point it out.
Well, especially on the internet. Because if you say something stupid on the internet, I'll just come in and go, there.
Yeah. Well, that's me. I probably do. I do it probably half the time.
Yeah, you know, but
you know what? Like, I don't point out what you do every day. Like, for real.
It's so easy, though. It's like the ultimate shutdown. I think that forever, people have been screwing up those conjugations, but because now everyone's typing on the internet, you're just seeing it now. I don't think this is new.
When you dictate it, is it right?
Depends.
When you text to talk?
It depends.
Sometimes I just go with it.
Yeah, I just text to talk a lot.
You don't?
No, because then it's like, I'm asking my husband to pick up milk, and it's like, now it's asking him to pick up a stripper, and it's like very convoluted. Yeah. Like, he thinks he needs a breastfeeding mother at home. He's like, milk from a boobie? What is this?
Yeah, milk in a movie. Hey.
Most problems in any relationship are due to bad communication.
Yeah.
Like, you misunderstood what they meant.
When you get home, do you talk?
My husband
about the whole day?
We take a 20-minute, we attempt.
Wait, you literally have times?
No, we try.
Really?
And then the kids are like, daddy, daddy.
I wonder why I failed.
I just have a minute with mom. Well, we actually kind of sometimes like each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like not all, believe you me, there are some times that he looks at me with disdain. Like, you know, he's just like, yeah, you're okay, great day. Like I was telling him the other day about going to the auto parts store and he's like, really?
Yeah. What'd you go to the auto parts store for?
This is funny. So I needed new windshield wipers, but of course, like a normal woman, I waited until it was pissing raining to actually go.
Yeah, of course. You're like, damn, I can't see.
Every day I'm like, I need new windshield wipers. And then it's like a torrential downpour and I'm like, oh, now shit just got real. So I go to the advanced auto parts store. I get in there and I am a moron in there. I don't know what I'm doing, but it for men is like a Bed Bath & Beyond. They're all like, you know.
Yeah.
It was a scene from Clerks. This guy's behind the counter. It's all dusty and gross. I've just come from the gym. I'm like, hi, I need new windshield wipers. He's like, okay. I'm like, when it goes upward, you can't see. He's like, yeah, I'm not a doctor, you know. So he's like, what kind of car? I tell him. He's like, what's the make? What's the model? What's the year? I'm like, I don't know the year. He's like, really? I had to go run out in the rain, come back in, hold down.
You did it?
I had to go out and find out.
You had to like read the VIN number?
No, I just looked at my insurance thing. So
okay.
I get back in and he looks it up. I'm like, what, you don't just know this by heart? Like this is all you do. So now I'm judging him. Like he's upset.
Of course, right away.
Right away. Bam.
You're not confrontational though.
No, I'm not argumentative.
I'm not,
I don't know what everyone's talking about. This is not a me problem. This is a you problem.
This is him. He should have totally known.
And he's like
every make and model.
No smile. No smile. And I'm like, all do. So he goes, okay, they're size 26 and a size 18. And he goes, you know, they're not the same size. And I'm like, oh, like boobs. Just like that. This poor guy, he was having a Me Too moment.
Yeah.
Like, I literally sexually harassed him at the workplace.
You did.
He had this face on that was like, either this is an episode of Undercover Boss.
Right.
Or
I'm not supposed to say a damn thing.
He didn't say a damn thing. I was like, I'm sorry I made it awkward. I'm just going to go over here and get my windshield wipers and get out of here.
He didn't put them on.
Well, that's the other thing. There are signs everywhere that says free installation, free installation, free installation.
But he didn't offer.
he did not offer, and I'm standing there, and I'm like, hey, how do I put these on?
Oh, get out of here.
In the store, because I really was going to do it myself. And he's like, well, I guess I can do it. And I'm like, it is raining. I get it. So he comes out, starts doing it, and he wants to get away from me as fast as possible. He is over me. Yeah. And I got my umbrella, and I put it over his head, and he's like, surprised that I'm actually nice.
Right.
I'm like, but you have to work all day. I'm not going to, like, make you be all wet. Yeah, like, I can go home and change. He's like, that was actually very nice. I'm like, I swear, I'm not a sexual predator. Boobs are uneven. They're not the same size.
Wait, there's two separate sizes?
Usually left is bigger.
No, not the boobs. The windshield wipers.
Yes, of course. Like, put your windshield wipers up. They're different sizes. Well, it depends on the car.
Why is the left bigger than the right?
In general on boobs? Because it's over your heart.
Oh.
And most people are righties, so you're using this muscle more. I might be wrong on that part, but I think the heart thing.
I think you made that up.
I think the heart thing is right.
We learned something new today, guys. See, on the captain's
Or maybe it's just
it's
my, like, I want to hear what y'all say. Is it just my boobs? Because if it's my boobs, I'll take that.
Yeah, your left is bigger than the right.
I'm not argumentative.
Not at all.
I'm just proving I'm not.
What do you do? Just pull the strap up more on the right?
No, I just, like, one hangs out a little bit more.
Oh, all right. That's good. That's good.
That like would that. Be a great business. Like a bra that you can have two separate size cups.
Yeah. Well, it could be like a little dialer. Like you could dial it. Like if you
Such
dial.
A man
you
thing.
Know how they dial?
Like a Nike pump shoe?
Yeah. When you dial, it could get smaller. You could dial and open it up. And then just put it right on.
But what would you have a dial where your nipple is?
Well, like no, they could be two pieces of material. And they dial like this, like
Such
that.
Such a man.
Like,
oh
like
my God,
this,
I love you, baby.
And like that. Like yeah.
this. Do you mean in the middle like a
no,
dial?
No, on the cup. Like, you'll be like,
you tell me when this comes out. I'll
I'm
try
I'm
going
to come up with it.
You
oh, okay. It's a $1 million idea. I'm giving it away. It's freaking ridiculous. Everyone's going to copy it.
I told you that I had a great idea for a bra. It was called the Brocket. That has a pocket in there for your phone. Someone already made it. But it's not called the Brocket. That's on
Yeah. It. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I've told them not supposed to put my phone in my bra.
Yeah,
it's
don't
like
put.
Bad for boobs. Yeah.
And did you get royalties on the Brocket?
I did not. Someone had already made it.
Oh, damn it.
I was really pissed.
You got to leave it late to the party.
I started doing my due diligence, looking it up, patenting the whole thing,
right?
Trademark, and it was already there.
Damn.
But they're probably getting sued because bras and phones don't mix.
Yeah.
Yep, see?
Yeah, and what happens if you get one of those phones and it overheats? Burns you right the hell off. Gone.
Dude, that sounds like my worst nightmare.
That's it.
Fire nipple?
Yeah.
No, good.
The problem.
I already have enough things. I don't need
it's
that.
Like hot, yeah, hot milk. Hot milk. I don't know. All right, guys, we gotta go.
Brian's
this is getting crazy.
It just got a little real.
Yeah. We gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
See you later. Watch
Bye.
Us. Watch
see
us tomorrow.
Wednesday.
Yeah, come see Amy. Out the Woo. Hook. Wednesday.